Hawaii should be the healthiest place in the world, but it isn't. Despite every advantage of climate and available healthy food sources, one out of four island residents is obese. We have the highest rate of diabetes in the country. The growing plant-based movement looks to change all that as support of vegan diets and concerns about meat consumption move toward the mainstream. Joy Waters is the producer of an event coming up this weekend, Hawaii's second Veg Fest Oahu, dedicated to all that is plant-based and sustainable. She's with us in our studio. Hi, Joy. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. This really, you know, this used to be kind of a fringe movement, is fair to say?
Yes, yes. And it's in the last 5 years, I would say, is when it started really exploding into more of the mainstream. And I think there's two real clear reasons for why that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The first is this growing awareness of diets linked to climate change. It's really becoming mainstream acknowledgement and in the conversation about it that animal agriculture is at the core of our broken food system. And Americans are obsessed with getting protein. I mean, the average American eats over 100 grams a day, which is double the recommended allowance. So mm-hmm. as the world population gets larger and we look to see how we're going to meet this protein needs, we realize that this is a huge environmental issue if we're trying to do it with animal-based protein. Just some quick statistics, the land use for animal-based protein, that 45% of the land worldwide right now is devoted to raising animals for food, and another 33% of land is devoted to raising soy and corn production to feed them. So that's a lot of land just for raising animals for food. And the United Nations is now saying that the animal factory farms and animal agriculture is responsible for up to 15% of greenhouse gases, and other organizations like World Watch Institutes, when they calculate all the byproducts of factory farms, say maybe 50% of greenhouse gases is coming from that one sector.
Well, Joy, it's great that this is getting figured out. One of the questions that comes to mind is, why did it take so long to figure this out?
Yes, and it's still in the conversation of people having it. I wonder that myself, but I think that food is a very personal thing. It's a cultural thing. The habits run deep, and it's a difficult thing to face. But we have to face it, because the irony of it is, even though so much of our land and water resources are being devoted to animal agriculture, a lot of folks are still going hungry. We have 850 million people still hungry today in the world. So people are realizing we need a different solution to meet our protein needs.
Well, at some point, somebody's going to say to you, hey, wait a minute. Humans are by nature carnivorous, right? We didn't emerge from our caves and build little community gardens. We went out and killed something and ate it, right?
Well, one never really knows what really happened. There was no YouTube back then, so we don't know what the cavemen were doing. But yes, but we can. There is a call that there is a healthcare crisis right now going on. There's so much money being spent on healthcare, and they're identifying that the top leading killers are what we call diseases of the fork. So these are ones that are caused by lifestyle, not necessarily genetics. And you mentioned about the obesity statistics and the diabetes
right.
statistics here. And what they're finding is there was a University of Hawaii Medical School study of over 10 years where they found that diabetes, which is hitting 1 in 9 people in Hawaii, when people went on drugs, about 18% were able to control their diabetes. But when they made lifestyle changes, which is increased exercise and diet, almost 35% of the people were able to decrease their rate of diabetes. So it's so linked to what we eat, and the drugs are not saving us anymore, and mm-hmm. the costs are rising. So it's something we can't ignore anymore. The amount of meat that we're eating is just not sustainable for the body and is causing a lot of problems, health problems.
Is the word getting out there, Joy?
Yes. We see the rise right now. I'm so proud to be able to say that there's so much evidence right now that this movement is no longer fringe. The proliferation of vegan products in the grocery store, you can just go and see the shelves, the amount of availability of these plant-based sausages and cheeses, even the milk market. If you see the, it's 20% of the milk market now is plant-based instead of milk from cows and animals. And why is that happening? There's only about 3% of American population declare themselves as vegans, but we see so many products, and it's because these are mainstream people who want to look for alternatives and are realizing the connection between diet and climate change and diet and their health. So that's one evidence that we see is the plant-based food and beverage market now is almost $5 billion, and it's growing at a rate double. New products are double the amount of other products, just the regular food, new products coming out. So the plant-based foods is growing at twice the rate of other foods. So that's one big evidence there. And we also see tech. The trends in technology and business are supporting that. Last year in the Milk and Global Trends Conference, they said that plant-based proteins was the number one most important trend in tech. And that beats out 3D printing and self-driving cars and virtual reality. It's number one. And we have one of the richest men in the world, Bill Gates, investing in a company like Beyond Meat, which is making great strides in producing lab-grown burgers. So this is actually not made of vegetables. They're taking stem cells from cows and trying to imitate the mouthfeel of meat.
A lot of food people are going to hesitate when they hear the words lab grown.
For sure, for sure. And it'll be interesting to see. Their Beyond Meat burger is being advertised as the burger that bleeds. And for those of us that are vegan, that's not necessarily attractive. But
it's not very attractive at all.
But a lot of people who really do want their hamburger and just refuse to give up the taste of it, this is going to be a solution. And the government and big businesses like even the largest meat producer in the U.S., Tyson Foods, has bought a 5% share in Beyond Meat because they see this is the future of protein.
Well, it makes it sound as if people still have a taste for meat, that they're trying to disguising a vegetable product.
Sure. I mean, even I did not become a vegan because I didn't like the flavor of it. That was not the reason. So yeah. Imitating the flavors in these vegan sausages and cheeses has helped me, you know, really stick to this lifestyle choice, which represents my political values as well. And makes me feel like I'm a citizen that's part of the solution when you choose to eat this way. Your life becomes part of the solution.
That's a good feeling. Thanks very much, Joy. Joy Waters is the producer of Hawaii's second Veg Fest Oahu, a free community festival celebrating plant-based sustainable living, to be held Saturday, September 2nd, this weekend, from noon to 5:30 at the Frank Fossey Civic Grounds, right next to Honolulu Hale in Honolulu.